The Incredible Adventures of Cinnamon Girl, written by Melissa Keel and read by Rochelle Fong. If I drew my life right at this moment, I'd want it to look something like this brilliant comic book panel from Wonder Woman, Spirit of Truth. Wonder Woman is kneeling on the lush hills way above her island home, her eyes closed, all steadfast and resolute. The colour and tone in the art is phenomenal. Wicked purple cloud streaks in a wide pale sky, lashed with warm yellows as the sun sinks on the horizon. With the light glinting off her tiara and the half-smile on her lips, Wonder Woman is so alive, I swear you can see her breathing. The panel is a perfect paused moment in time. It could be from the end or the beginning of her story. She's kicked all sorts of ass beforehand and has much more nonsense to face. But this one moment is her reprieve. In this one moment, she is content and home. It takes wicked skills to capture so much in a single quiet image, a story that's both frozen and full of potential. Only truly great comic book artists can pull off that kind of storytelling. I think I'm sort of rubbish at telling stories. It's weird because I can talk a lot, but when it comes to my pencils and inks, my stories have this tendency to lose their way. Grady says it's natural with an illustrator's brain. I see imagery in eye-bursting colour, not linear narratives, as he once put it. I don't know. I think in truth I'm just sucky at piecing together the right details. If I were to start this story with the most important detail of all, it would probably be something about the end of the world. But honestly, at this point, the apocalypse and whatnot is just a passing footnote. My story, my perfect paused moment, begins much earlier than that. It begins with a house. And it begins with two boys.